I have another very common demon that enters unborn children is the demon of rejection. See, every little baby comes into the world craving one thing more than anything else, which is what? Love, that's right. But you see, the mother has got too many children, she hasn't got enough income, she discovers she's pregnant, and she regrets it. She doesn't have to say anything. She just says, I wish I wasn't going to have this baby. That baby is born with a spirit of rejection. Now, this is true of my second wife, Ruth. She was born in the height of the Depression in 1930. She was the eighth child, and her mother was already struggling to feed the seven previous children. And without saying anything, the mother resented having another mouth to feed. And Ruth had to be delivered from a spirit of rejection. Thank God we knew what to do, and she was wonderfully delivered. But rejection is one of the commonest demons, and it enters very frequently while a person is still in his mother's womb. Then there are pressures in early childhood. James chapter 3 and verse 16 says this. James 3:16. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing will be there. So in a strife-torn, disharmonious home, the children, born or unborn, are automatically exposed to demons. And most children do not have strong enough defenses to keep the demons out. So any child born in an unhappy, strife-torn, divided home is exposed to demons. How many such homes are there in the United States today? There are many, aren't there? See, parents are responsible to maintain an atmosphere in their homes in which the children can grow up free from demonic molestation. But very few parents in contemporary America are doing it. That's one reason why I wrote my book, Husbands and Fathers. Because the number one failure in American culture is the husband and the father. And everything ultimately revolves around him. It's wonderful what wives and mothers can do, but no wife and mother is a substitute for a father. And the greatest single need of America today is men who are real fathers. Amen?
Amen.
Come on, you ladies, you say amen. That's right. Now, I have been married to two wonderful women. I am not a woman hater, never was and never will be. And I admire women. In fact, I'm jealous for women. I want the best for them. I hate to see them prostituting themselves to the world. I have high standards for women. I know what a woman can be. Now, please don't misunderstand me. When I say we need fathers, I'm not saying we don't need mothers. But that we have more good mothers than we have good fathers today. But many, many children in contemporary America are exposed to demons in early childhood, and most of them do not have the spiritual defenses to keep them out.